email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
All right, I'm joined in studio now by singer and winner of Dancing with the Stars, Jake Carter, who I was just telling him during the break there, you look tanned and relaxed and happy.
I've been out of work for that long. I'm well relaxed at this
it's
stage.
It's suiting you.
I don't know about that. Happy to get back soon, yeah.
Well, we're going to hear your track in a minute because you've had lots of time off, but you've also been busy as well.
I have.
You've got a new single called Sink or Swim. It's a real summer boppy tune as well, which is kind of good, different for you as well.
Some good vibes, yeah. Yeah, I kind of felt I've been writing loads during lockdown. I was like, when I release something, I need it to be positive, something that's going to give people some nice energy. So we released a song that was a real kind of summer bop. So you can't help but smile and get in that summer mood, I think, when you're listening to it.
Well, I wanted to ask you that because I've done lots of different chats and interviews with various musicians and how lockdown affected them creatively.
Yeah.
So obviously, you know, you wanted to kind of come out with something positive, but how was the whole experience for you? Because I think it affected people differently, particularly musicians.
Oh, completely. Yeah, the first 2 months was great. It was like having a holiday that I hadn't had since I was about 16. So it was great that first couple of months to have the break off and to relax. But after that, I was like, get me back to doing something. And then kind of the last year was great to be able to have the time to songwrite.
Yeah.
But then I found it was affecting my songwriting a lot because most of the stuff was quite depressing, or you know, you didn't have the experience of being out and about to be able to write about. So when I came to releasing a single, this Sink or Swim was actually a song we wrote about 3 years ago, and we finished off during lockdown then, because most of the stuff during lockdown was like ballads or, you know, quite depressing music.
Okay.
Which is good as well, but when I was coming back, I was like, no, I need something that's up tempo, something that's a happy sounding song. So that's why I chose Sink or Swim to release.
All right, well, let's take a listen. Love that. Really upbeat. That is Sink or Swim by Jake Carter, who is with me in studio. And it is. It's full of positivity. It's what we all need right
exactly,
now.
Exactly, yeah. You can imagine sitting in a beer garden or sitting on holiday with a cocktail in your hand listening to. That was the vibe we were going for in studio.
And you shot the music video in Hoth fairly recently as well.
That's out today. Actually, it was released today on YouTube. And it was that week that we got really good weather. So I was like, this is amazing. Everything fitted into place. And we went out to Hoth. I love Hoth. Love going out there. So we shot it in this little secret beach down at the end. So we did shots there and all over the place. So it was great to be able to get back out and release music because it's been a year and a half since I released a single, which is a bit weird
so
as a musician.
So what's that like now? You know, it's on the radio. People are going to be playing it. What's it like for you to... Because it's been a long time.
Yeah, it's nerve-wracking. I'm not going to lie. It's like starting all over again. Do you know what I mean? I mean, I only started. I moved over here in 2017. So I was only kind of getting going really the last 3 or 4 years, and then to have a year off was kind of like, whoa. So then when I was getting back into the studio and we did our first gig there a few weeks ago, and even doing that was really weird. It really was like starting again. And it's cliche, you know, people probably, oh no, I'm sure it was fine, but it really was like for the first 3 songs when I was standing on stage, I was like, how do I do this?
I
sing and play guitar, what do I do? But once we got into it then, it was great.
And I mean, you have done really well because Nathan, obviously your bro, he's established himself here over the last number of years. So was it important for you to kind of, you know, put your own, you know, make your own mark, have your own style?
Definitely, yeah. I mean, that was always one of the toughest things, I guess, over the last few years was to kind of show everyone that I am my own person. It's a completely different genre, different style. And, you know, it's good and it's bad. I'm really, really thankful to Nathan. And obviously he was well established, so I kind of did have a bit of a help up in the industry. But then the last few years has definitely kind of been the toughest thing, is to tell people, no, I don't do country music. Because there's still people now that I'm sure they hear some of my stuff and they're like, what? That can't be a Carter. Mm. But yeah, it is. And it's completely different. But I enjoy as well proving people kind of wrong and showing them what it is that I do.
Mm. And I mean, even like talking to the likes of Codaline and Gavin James, you know, no matter what big gigs you're doing or what smaller gigs you're doing, it has been a very, as I was saying, it's been a really interesting time for musicians. And for you and Nathan both being home, because he lives in Enniskillen, you're kind of here down in Dublin with Karen.
Yeah, 50-50, yeah.
Okay.
So, it wasn't a great year, don't get me wrong. Like, it's been awful to be off work and not gigging. That kind of being on stage really is a drug, do you know what I mean? And it's weird. And again, it's cliche, but you only realise it when you get back on stage how much you miss it. But in other ways, me and Nathan did some songwriting together, which we'd never done before. We'd never had the time to do that before. So stuff like that was kind of nice to relax and take a step back and look at what I'd done over the last kind of 4 years and you know, kind of be proud of what I've achieved as well. And it was good to have that time to reflect and then to kind of focus on what I want to do next, what I want to release and where I want to go and stuff. So it's had its positives the last year.
Dancing with the Stars is where you met the gorgeous Karen and where you fell in love, and you guys did a little stint on our TV show No Place Like Home last year.
Yes.
You went off to Connemara. How did the two of you get on during lockdown? Was it intense?
all good, to be honest.
Because just to remind people, Karen, she's a dancer as well, obviously. So
we were both off work and still aren't back. I mean, Karen isn't back fully with the dance studio. But it's actually been great. It's been a test. You know, I'm sure there's times where we've both wanted to kill each other. But I mean, that's in every relationship. But yeah, we've survived. We've now got a little dog together as well. So it's onwards and upwards, yeah.
Are you planning to go away? Have you managed to get away at all?
We are, yeah. We're planning to go away in the next couple of weeks now. And it's kind of, I was always like, I don't know, I'm not going to go away. But after so long of kind of not being away, we've booked something. And the worst thing is going to be leaving the dog for a few days. That's going to be the hardest thing. But I'm looking forward to kind of switching off and putting the phone away for a few days now.
And just chilling.
Yeah.
And relaxing. Has there been any news with Dancing with the Stars? Like, is it coming back? Do we know?
Word on the grapevine is that it looks good. But,
okay.
I can't say. Don't know.
Yeah, it would be great to have it back. I mean,
definitely
it's such a feel-good
show.
Fingers
crossed it can make a comeback. But yeah, it's a great show and I owe Dance with the Stars a lot. I mean, I wouldn't be where I am without the show. And people love it, you know. I still have people now coming up to me saying, oh, geez, there's the dancer. And I'm like, I'm actually a singer. Do you want to hear my new single? But it's great.
Did you dance together during lockdown? I did a little 30 days of dancing challenge for myself.
Karen had loads of different kind of Zoom courses and stuff. So I kept moving and that was kind of my fitness during lockdown, yeah.
Love it. Well, listen, great to see you. The single again is Sink or Swim. Jay Carter,
mind yourself
and enjoy your well-deserved holiday.
Thanks a million.
That is all we have time for today. Drive Time is up next, presented by John Cook. Have a great afternoon, guys, and I'll be back tomorrow.
It's the Ray Dasha Show on RTE Radio 1. Have a great summer.